And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM, and to our friends on 89.0 on Free FM, broadcasting out of Hamilton throughout the Waikato. Hope you're having a lovely day out there. And this show, later on, we're going to be talking to, all going well, Bronwyn Main from Rural Woman New Zealand. Before that, we'll go through some rural headlines, have a good look at the weather. She got some gardening to-dos and such things like we usually do here on the show. First up, but I want to play for you, I think, last week of New Zealand Music Month this week. So I think what I'm going to do is play for you who I think are the most interesting New Zealand, or some of them anyway, some of the most interesting New Zealand artists. So I'm going to start with Don McGlashan. He's done a lot of interesting stuff. There's always a little dark streak to a lot of music, which I quite like. So here's one from his days in Blam 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 called Don't Fight It, Marsha. It's bigger than both of us.
Thank you.
Blam, blam, blam there with Don't Fight It, Marsha. It's bigger than both of us. Now it's time for some primary sector headlines here on the Over the Fence Show. Some Levin growers were hit hard by hail and thunderstorms earlier this week, with one likely damage to a shotgun blast to the veggies. Met Service said over a six-hour period on Friday, there was about 12,000 lightning strikes around the country. And yes, it so happened I was down here in the town hall actually having a chat to Paul, who does a Friday Freak Zone, and you saw a big flash up where the antennas are for the radio station and the network, and town's power went out straight away for a little while. So, yes, up here as well. Some of the windrowers reported the hail being as deep as 15 centimetres, destroying fields of crops and covering seedlings. Veggies New Zealand chair John Murphy said the Horowhenua region supplied about 20% of some green veggies, so this will have an effect on supplies, unfortunately. Most affected were the greens, broccoli, celery and cabbage. Murphy said this coupled with the dry conditions around Pukekohe and that area up there, which meant he hoped other regions could fill the produce gap. So you might be paying a bit more for your broccolis and such things, maybe. And nearly 100 protesters gathered in Napier earlier this week to protest against carbon forestry, which they say is destroying their towns. The protest was held outside Stuart Nash's office, which is the local MP down there, and also the Forestry Minister. Protest organiser Sheena Watson from Wairoa said, "We're worried about the future of rural New Zealand, the communities, schools, small towns and staff on the farm. So much land's going into pines for carbon forestry," she said. Sophie Stoddard from Porongaho said, "Porongaho is a really small community and it's a really special place. The neighbour's farm has just gone into pines a couple of months ago, and it was quite heartbreaking to see it go." So yeah, it's an ongoing thing, that one, really is. And the follow-on from that one would be farms being converted into pine plantations has become a big issue in the Wairoa district, where the council believes it will have a significant negative impact on the region's future well-being. Wairoa Mayor Chris Craig Little said the plantings meant there were fewer people farming, sharing and fencing across the district, and properties that had two or three families living in them now have none. The Wairoa District Council last year changed the rate setting from fixed to capital value and setting a differential rate for forestry properties. The forestry rate is more than twice that of commercial properties, four times higher than residential properties, and more than five times the rates paid by farmers. The New Zealand Forest Owners Association sought a judicial review of the new rating system on behalf of the seven landowners who between them own two-thirds of Wairoa's 77,000 hectares of plantations. The High Court dismissed that appeal just this week. So, yes. And Ag Research has just launched a new Māori and partnership group to embed Te Ara Tika into its everyday work. Te Ara Tika is a framework for resources and ethics committee members developed by Pūtai Ora and the National Ethics Advisory Committee. Group Chair Ariana Estores said it will incorporate the knowledge system of Mātauranga Māori to help support the change in farming practices. She adds environment challenges for farmers and Aotearoa as a whole are obviously front and centre right now. And I have no doubt that this is an area where Mātauranga Māori can enhance what the science already has to offer when it comes to best use of productive land, water quality and reducing climate change impact. And speaking of climate change, all going well, we're going to have next week on the show, we'll be talking climate change with Rachel Goddard. And celebrations took place earlier this week to mark 140 years since the first shipment of frozen New Zealand lamb landed in the UK. The first shipment saw 5,000 lamb carcasses from Totara Estate near Oamaru sent by rail to Port Chalmers, which is in Dunedin, before being loaded onto the boat called the Dunedin, which is an ex-passenger ship, which is filled out with a coal-powered Ball Coleman freezing plant. The Dunedin set sail for London on 15th of February in 1882 and arrived in London on the 24th of May. And there was only one carcass on board that boat, which got condemned upon arrival. So, yes, that is certainly a milestone for the sheep beef industry in New Zealand for sure. And that's kind of it for the headlines. That's what I picked out this week. Now I'm going to play you another really interesting New Zealand artist, David Kilgore, one of my favourites. Probably, to my mind, New Zealand's most underrated musician, and here's one called, fairly recent one called, "Today Is Gonna Be Mine." Uh-huh. David Kilgore there with Today Is Going To Be Mine. Now it's time for the weather. Now, and a southerly kink in the airflow. Push the showers into eastern regions from mid to late afternoon today, starting in Canterbury, then moving north, ending what has been a few very nice days in the east. It says here, by tomorrow, the showers will clear in the eastern South Island as high pressure moves in, clearing the eastern North Island by Friday. The southerly kink will also bring in light snow flurries, perhaps getting as low as 400 metres for Southland and Otago, and same for Canterbury, and 700 metres overnight for the ranges in Marlborough and the Wairarapa. So it's going to hit the North Island as well. From tomorrow, high pressure starts to push in from the Tassie, so frosts are expected in the lower South Island. The North Island will see showers start to clear from the afternoon in the west, so it'll be out here, and later tomorrow in the east. And by Friday, most of the North Island will be clear and sunny and possibly frosty. Might be some showers lingering north of Auckland as well with westerlies. In the Waikato, it's cloudy today through to Sunday with maybe some showers tonight and rain Sunday, Monday. Could be a good dose on Sunday, Monday. Fine spells Tuesday, Wednesday next week. And possible thunderstorms on Monday and Wednesday they're expecting. And the daytime temperatures range from between 15 and 19 degrees. And the nighttime temperatures, quite a variation here. 9 degrees tonight, 6 degrees tomorrow, Friday, 9 degrees. Saturday as well, 9 degrees. And then between 14 and 15 degrees Celsius for the rest of the week. And from there, winds. Yes, it's blowy today, 34 k's an hour. It's supposed to be the windiest day of the week this week, they say. Well, it's kind of windy, but it looks like it's settled a bit out there now. And it's from the southwest. And they're moving easterly for tomorrow, Friday. Then east nor'east over the weekend. Northerlies Monday. Northwesterlies into next week. The humidity today is somewhere between 77 and 80%. Sunrose. Bronwyn. How you going? Our guest has just arrived, Bronwyn. So that's great news. The sun rose at 7:21 this morning and will set this evening at 5:13 p.m. The length of visible light is 10 hours and 50 minutes. The actual day length is 9 hours and 53 minutes. Tomorrow will be 1 minute and 21 seconds shorter than today. And the moon, ladies and gentlemen, is a waning crescent, somewhere between 28% and 31% illuminated. Rise at very interesting. The two weather sites to look at. One says it's going to rise at 12:40. The other says 1:46. And one says it'll set at 2:08 p.m. and the other at 2:33 p.m. So quite a difference there. And the new moon's coming up on the 30th of May. And rainfall. Ron Rumble out there in Ruapuki had 59 mils this week. Thank you, Ron. Craig up at Tuduwa had 63 mil. Thank you, Craig. Callum at Three Streams had 60 mil. And Chris from Okiti had 85 mil. And it's always interesting that because Okiti and Three Streams aren't so far away from each other. But, 15 mils difference. Or actually, 25 mils difference. Quite a lot. And these come from the Waikato Regional Council official site, but they don't kind of weigh up. Te Aroha says they only had 3.5 mils. I can kind of believe that because I believe it's pretty dry at Pairoa always. But Tikuiti only had 12.5. Wainaro, they say, only had 14.5, which I find a bit fishy. And Wairamarama had 13 mils, so there we are. There's gone your weather. And sticking with the theme of interesting New Zealand artists, here's Shane Carter, who's in a lot of different bands. Here's one from his time, the Straight Jacket Fits, called If I Were You. And we'll be back with some gardening to-dos after that.
Traveling you one on it, my the way.
And that was the Straitjacket Fits there. Sorry, I'm a bit late back there. Been chatting away in here. And now it's time for some gardening to-dos here on the Over the Fence show. I've got the next song lined up too. So if you're gardening by the moon, ladies and gentlemen, it is a good time to prune your citrus and feed around the drip line, and also prune your pip fruit after your harvest. What can you plant in the Waikato this week, ladies and gentlemen? These things. Alyssum, apples, blackberries, blueberries, bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, calendula, carrots, cauliflower, cyclamen, daffodil, daisy, delphinium, dianthus, feijoas, garlic, hyacinth, kale, leeks, lemons, lettuce, limes, mandarins, mesclun, onions, oranges, parsley, peas, poppies, radish, raspberries, rhubarb, rocket, silver beet, snapdragon, spinach, strawberry, sweet pea, and tulip. And now I'm going to play a tune by Chris Knox, another one of the most interesting New Zealand artists. And I'm going to play probably his most popular one. It's called Not Given Lightly. I hope you enjoy this. And we'll be back after that with our guest today, Bronwyn Main.
So this is an old one. You'll know this one. With any luck. Hello, my friend. It's morning. Time to wake now. Your body and mind entwined, we'll have to break now. But I want your flesh, your warmth to stay beside me. Oh, I wish you could be deep inside me. Show me your eyes, your love most tender feelings. Now give you mine, be truthful and reveal. Cause it's you that I love, and it's you that I love, and it's love not given lightly. And I knew this was a love, and it's you that I love, and it's more than what it might be. When we're alone, I cannot always face you. Maybe my moods won't let these arms embrace you. Unfinished, cause it's you that I love, and it's true that I love, and it's love not given lightly. And I knew this was love, and it's you that I love, and it's more than what it might be. I need your body, your mind, and your emotions. Shed me your tears till I drown in your oceans. Which is a line that a listener writer once said was the most cliched line in the whole of New Zealand rock music, with which I am inordinately proud. Cause it's you that I love, and it's you that I love, and it's love not given lightly. And I knew this was love, and it's true that I love, and it's more than what it might be. Damn obvious, because I haven't. But it's
I just got to locate the fuzz box in case I miss it, eh? Because if I did, it would really kill this great transcendent cataclysmic finish. Sorry. Show me a minute. But sing along. You that I love, and it's true that I love, and it's love not given lightly. And I knew this was love, and it's you that I love, and it's more than what it might be.
There we are, folks. That was a live version of Chris Knox's Not Giving Lightly. And now I'm going to introduce you to today's guest, Bronwyn Mayne. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Whack in the face with a mic.
Yeah, I'm Bronwyn.
I farm at Te Ākau, and I'm very proud to be a farmer there. We farm sheep and beef, and we have a pretty neat special coastal block. I'm here today, though, in my capacity as Waikato Regional Leader for Rural Women New Zealand, which is a national organisation, be 100 in 2025, and it has lots of sectors. We fundraise, we have a special interest in rural, we look at a lot of government policy, environment, mental welfare, community education. So it's a very encompassing, big group. And we've just recently come off a stunningly successful auction.
Tell us about it.
It was for ovarian cancer. So we fundraised for research into ovarian cancer. COVID killed it, so to speak.
Yeah.
We were going to have a high tea in the whole, everyone dress up and have a bit
very
of an
nice
auction.
Yep.
So we thought, let's just do it a bit different. So we took it online, courtesy, and can I give our auctioneer a shameless plug?
Yes, you can.
Cam Heggie from PGG Wrightsons was our auctioneer, and we put this together, and we took a whole fundraising auction online, and it was phenomenal. We raised $27,000.
Wow.
In about an hour.
Gee whiz.
Everyone was very giving. I've got big feet. They're very good at putting on people's throats to give me some. But the whole community buy-in from near and far was what it was about. Everyone had a story. Even men had a story. Their mother, their wife, their sister had ovarian cancer, or they knew someone. Everyone bought in. The most piece of useless information, the most hotly contested thing was a ton of fertiliser.
Right. Yeah, well, I know the price has gone up dramatically for fertiliser lately. Yeah.
But people were paying hugely.
Right.
And for what is typically a very conservative lot of women, I have never seen people so aggressively bidding on stuff.
Yeah.
It's like they wanted something, and it's like, even though they were sitting next to their friend, it was, I'm going to have this.
All right.
So we do a lot of things. That's our big fundraiser that we've just had.
Yeah.
This coming year, we've got a lot of things. Our first, and I'm going to get another shameless plug.
Yes.
Is our regional conference, which is on the 2nd of July in Pitaruru.
Okay.
It's $30 for food.
Mm-hmm.
Some stunning speakers there who really are going to resonate with the area we're in and in the Waikato. The decline in rural services,
yes,
and your roads. Let's drive out of Raglan and we've all got a road story.
Yeah, I live up to Hoodawai Road and it's certainly corrugated, that's for sure.
We've all got a road story.
Yep.
You think about the buses, the first responders, how to get them out here. We've got first responders at Te Ākau. We've got fire and ambo, but you're on your own for an hour.
Mm.
So we've all got stories like this. We've got some speakers that are coming that are very good action of this. We're getting more connectivity and how to get better. Another big thing that's going to be discussed too is the rural internet, or lack of internet.
Big problem, yeah.
So there's lots of things, and that's on the 2nd of July at Pitararu. We will be carpooling from out here. It's some fabulously interesting speakers, and I think worth going. I didn't arrange it, so I'm not plugging for myself.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not plugging for myself. What else are we doing? We're focusing at the moment on mental health and mental welfare. And it's not just the farmers. Everyone is doing it tough. Everyone's got a connection to a farm. My mother, my father, my uncle, my aunt. Even you've moved into town, you've went to school in a community, you've all got a connection, but at the moment, everyone's doing it tough. I have seen this firsthand and know exactly where it is. So we can't get enough care packs, we can't get enough resources. Even it's the little things, like dropping a cake, dare I say it, in a letterbox or some food, a tea bag. Another thing we do is drop a couple of tea bags in. We could use more of your yogurt and honey from out here.
I suppose you could.
We could use this.
Lots of stuff gets made out here. Yeah, chocolate as well. Yeah,
like chocolate.
Yeah.
But it's keeping connected and making sure that it's putting the bus at the top but stopping it. It's identifying this area. So we're very focused on this at the moment, and we're working in conjunction with Rural Support Trust.
Yes.
Wanda Ledbetter, we're doing a couple of events with them during June, which is going to be fabulous.
What are those ones? You know, off the top of your head?
Yes, I do. We're doing one which is going to be out at ARIA. Do you know where ARIA is?
I have been to ARIA. Yes.
Been to ARIA?
I have been to ARIA. Yeah, it's a bit of a ways away, kind of out the WAPS kind of ways.
At the WAPS?
ARIA and, was it Martree and Ohura, around that area, isn't it?
I'm impressed.
Ex-girlfriend used to live in Martree, that's how I know these things.
And you parked up at Ohura.
Ohura.
It's such a busy place.
Yes. And I actually took the railway through there, the Forgotten Railway. I've converted golf carts into things you drive along the old railways, and they stop and show pictures where it used to be like a settlement of thousands, but there's like nothing there at all now. So yeah, it's interesting. Well worth doing.
So another thing we're also doing is we're going to push out this way up into the north again, because that's where we feel we need to resources and we need to work hard.
Yep.
But we are everywhere. So that's our two coming up in the next 2 months.
All right.
The other thing that we're just putting in the final touches, and this is going to be also a going forward thing, we run an activator, a national activator, in conjunction with MPI. So essentially, if you've got a business idea, you might be just a startup business, no more than, say, 2 years old, but you need some direction, how to take it to the next level, by mentoring, by steering in the right directions, and this is something that we're doing. Now, this is going to be in, I think, the 23rd of June, but it's awful. And it's a national event, but we had the applicants all filled up within 10 minutes.
It was
massive. So there's
must
lots...
Must be popular then, all right?
It is. Yeah. There's lots of things happening. It's always there's something on the go. I think if you look, my diary's full till November.
Right. Okay.
And further, let's look. I'm just over the water, so let's give Tiako a bit of a plug. But what we're thinking, and this is a hint thinking, what we're thinking about is having a community event with beach for beach polo. So played on the beach, take your beautiful horses, and these are stunning to watch. Instead of playing on a ground, put them on the hard sands of our place, of our area.
Yes.
Squeeze it down a bit, three people, three chuckers, so that you can sit there instead of having to stomp the ground and watch. You can just sit there, have a barbecue, sit on the sand somewhere and watch. And you can sit as close or as up on the hill as you want. Something that's just very much for the community, because it's getting the farmers out of the gate, getting them off the farm.
That's the challenge, isn't it? Yeah.
Getting the children out. More importantly, getting mum out. Somewhere where they're not going to feel intimidated, somewhere where they think they can resonate. Oh, I'm close enough to go home and feed my dog.
Yep, yep.
And it's also the people, the lifestyle is to getting them to come out, because getting people out of the gate is a big challenge. It's getting that back into face to face. We all love Zoom. We've all got a Zoom bum, so to speak.
There's been a lot of that happening. Yep.
But it's getting out and getting into the community so that everyone is there. Everyone doesn't feel, there's no pressure. It's just something a bit different, and we thought this is a go. So we've got lots of fabulous things.
Sounds
like
a great idea, all right. Yeah.
We're looking for help.
Okay.
We're looking for people to come, people to party.
Yeah.
It's something so that you can have a day out. I mean, yes, get a boat, take it across.
Could take a boat from here over there, for sure.
Take it across to the Wharf Road. We can pick people up. We can run a shuttle. How's that for a plan?
That sounds like a good plan. Just chuck everyone on the back of a ute and pull them off with their picnic baskets and what have you, blankets. Yeah,
this is it. We've got it sorted. Yeah. But so rural women, it's not historically people think old ladies scones. I make my scones out of a packet.
Yes.
I don't have a magic recipe. I cheat. I have all my girlfriends make beautiful biscuits and slices.
Yes.
I can throw scones, but I don't make them for a competition.
Right, okay.
It's more about what we can do in the community. It's connectedness with the community. And community is all around you. It's not just rural. It's not just the people at Tiakau. It's the big picture community. It's connected with those. We also have very good educational grants and study grants available.
Oh, okay. Tell us about those.
Which means that you can apply. A lot of girls going off to, say, we'll take Tiakau school. A lot of those girls say they have to go out of zone to go to school. They go to boarding school.
Go to Hamilton or Auckland or somewhere, yeah.
And suddenly there's a lot of extra costs incurred.
For sure.
And so it's, you can apply to us for study grants. My husband and I also run one in conjunction with Tiakau School. Mm. So we call it a helping hand. And we think it's very good for communities to think, well, everyone, you know, another $1,000 to find, another $500 to find, it all adds up. So it's a way that rural women, if girls want to go off and do, we've had some doing nursing study, third year graphics study. So these are extra things that you don't align with rural women.
Okay.
The other thing I think that comes into its own, they have an adverse events and community fund. So let's go back to the roads.
Yes.
Let's dance the roads. Yeah. We've all had trees go down, power go out.
Happened in town here just on Friday.
This is it.
A tree fell down 2 to a road and the power was out in the town for a bit.
So it's getting money, getting resources, getting food, and because often it's, and doing the welfare checks on the residents, taking an interest. It's even getting, we've had some fabulous working bees, and I'm talking rural women generally here, and these women, they could organise anything. They could organise, they could out-organise Putin.
Right, okay.
It's getting food, getting, making sure that the people that need help are identified, that someone can knock on their door.
And that's all about knowing your neighbours in the community, right?
It's knowing your neighbours. Yep. It's knowing and having someone in the neighbourhood who gives a damn, gets on a bike, gets a quad bike over here, gets an ATV, gets on it and knocks on doors. And they can just organise, they're just so organised at this. And getting funding very quickly onto the ground. I was involved in one a couple of years ago where it was a sudden death in a community, and it affects things like that. Traumatic events affect a whole community, but it's something to wrap the community around. What can we do to support the community? This could be putting up a planting some trees, putting a stand, you know, a seat, doing something so that you're feeling connected. People aren't isolated. It's the connection. Mm. And the shameless plug is we're on a big membership drive. We're looking for everyone.
What's your membership at the moment, do you know?
About 2,106.
That's nationwide or in the Waikato?
Nationwide.
That's nationwide, okay.
We're fourth large. We're the fourth largest by membership in the Waikato.
Okay.
We are the most growing, and we call ourselves WWW, as in Waikato Wonder Women.
All right.
And we've got a very, very big, strong team that are fabulous. And the events we do, for instance, COVID killed a big social event in Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone had a little one in Queenstown. Someone had a little one in Wellington. One in Queenstown, I think, had a little dog there. It's a star. One in Wellington had a little baby. Yeah. So we had one out at the tree church at Ohaupo. Mm. The Waikato did. We got the biggest tractor in New Zealand there to bring our MC down and podcasted. So we're going into lots of social media. We have regular podcasts that are very interesting for people that just want to listen and see really interesting subjects, interesting people.
I was having a look at your website this morning. There was a podcast, I think it must have been the last one up. A lady from the Wairarapa, I think, and her story, yeah.
So it's very, and that's the brainchild behind that is a lady called Claire Williamson, who's also from the Waikato.
Mm.
So we've got some pretty, pretty special people. But I think what we do and what we can do is pretty neat. It's pretty special. I don't just have to say that because I'm a regional leader. I say that because these are people that will do the extra yards. They think outside the square. And it's amazing what they get involved in. People in small towns like Raglan reach out. Big towns reach out. Other groups reach out. Because for policy, for government policy things, collectively, the more groups, government, central government and local government policy, the more groups that can lobby together makes a lot more powerful.
So you guys, as Rural Women New Zealand, would, I guess, go in with, I guess, Rural Support Trust. You work closely with them a lot?
Yes, work closely with them.
You work with Hauora Tai Whenua as well, a bit? Yeah. There used to be the Rural Health Alliance of Aotearoa New Zealand. That's just changed their name. Who else? What other organisations do you work with?
It varies. We do a lot with the various farming groups.
Mm-hmm. Like Beef and Lamb or Dairy
and Dairy. There's MPI. There's a lot of cross-support correlations there. Like the activators were funded jointly with MPI.
Right.
So it's win-wins for both. They're taking the community side of it, the farming side of it, clicking it together for information sharing. When Mycoplasma bovis was going through, the amount of joint work there was with helping us out was a hand in glove.
Mm-hmm.
So that we could back up, that sounds a terrible word, but we could be there to help support where people go. And we saw some stunning farmers who have done no wrong, or some that won't admit to doing any wrong, but their lifetime it's been, and I'm putting this in inverted commas, destroyed, but and you see the look on their faces and the wife, and you look at this and you think, what can you do?
Yeah, because in a lot of cases, all the animals on the property had to be destroyed. Devastating, must have been.
And it's going to sort of, you're not a community busybody, but you are there, you care. So you can do this sort of thing. And it's like, when there's been areas been locked down, getting there and just listening to the stories and thinking, what can I do to help? Listening. I've had some profound experiences where I said to one woman, so how do you get your groceries? Oh, we don't. What about the kids? Oh, well, and you know that their drive K is munted. Oh, we put the kids on horse. They lead them up to the road and hope the school bus will get through.
Right.
How do you get your groceries? Oh, well, my freezer's stuffed, munted.
Yeah.
The guy up the road, he's got a generator, so he's cooking all the food. And it's really, I think, well, at least you can do, like, I said to one, like, well, I've got a big four-wheel drive. I can get out here. So it's just putting stuff on, I can get out here, you know. Yeah. Or knowing someone who can get out there, talking to the local trackies, because trackies can get anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Can
you pick a driver or something, yeah?
Can you? This is it. I mean, this is it. Looking at the downers, sort of the contractors for Waikato District Council are fabulous, you know. I really need to get through. Can you please help me? And I look at what you've got. Yeah, you're good to go.
Okay.
Even if it's not. But it's very much, and it's having the skin in the game. It's not walking the walk. Talking to talk, it's having that skin in the game. So we put up before we shut up.
Yeah.
And we don't shut up.
Well, especially rural, I mean, you know, you need a lot more power cuts and things like that. And that's when you need, oh, well, Bob up the road or whatever's got a generator we can use and stuff like that. So you can, bring it all together. And I guess that's kind of.
Well, I've got.
You guys come in, right?
I've got a big old fashioned orchard, typical old fashioned orchard. And what I do.
Very nice.
There's only my husband and myself there. But what I do is. I jam, preserve the whole year, and...
What do you got in there?
What am I doing at the moment? Mandarins and endoquinces, and I've just finished feed jars.
So you make like a marmalade out of mandarins or something?
You can make marmalade. Ah. So, and you become very quick at learning how to handle the shortcuts. So you've always got a larder and a... Everyone's got a big chest freezer.
Yep.
Everyone's got a big chest freezer. Everyone's got a bread maker. And it takes nothing, you know, just to knock on someone's door. Or we didn't get any mushrooms this year, but during lockdown.
Yeah, I haven't had a feed of mushrooms either. Yeah.
No, there was none around this year.
Yeah, too dry.
What we would do last year is we would go and pick, get in my Can-Am, we'd go and pick mushrooms, then we'd drive up the road and just stuff them in people's letterboxes.
What a great surprise that'd be.
But, you know, it's just doing that to make sure that it's the old adage, no one's going to get missed on my watch.
Yeah.
You know, and I've even got my husband involved. He calls himself my office bitch because he answers the phone. But I said, well, could you do this for me? Can you help this way? And he's got fabulous professional connectivity, so it's asking people and getting things done. Like when we put the auction together, we loved Cam Heggie because we knew he had the package to do this, but we needed a big engine horsepower to do it online. So we commandeered his business for the day. But you've got to love it.
Yeah, yeah.
All our team came. There was so much food there.
Great.
You ever want good food to take home? You know, packs to take home, invite rural women to an event. Over-cater. Yes. And normally they bring, you know, the plastic containers to take home so you can just fill it up and take home 3 days.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So, it's lots of things. We welcome people's options. You can look on the website. Mm-hmm. There's ways to contact us on your website. I'm not biased, well, yes, I am. Waikato is a stunning region to be in. We're very proud of Waikato. We're all passionate and we've all got intense skin in the game. And we make things happen. These are women that are just, and their ages range from 30 to 65. And they are just a really work as a stunning team. And we gobby, we ask, we keep going till we get what we want, because our ladies in the Waikato, and the Waikato extends down into the King Country, into Taupo.
It's a big area, right?
It's a big area, but we care, we do things, and in simple terms, we've all, the diesels, all got farm diesel, haven't we?
Yeah.
It goes everywhere. So we do it because we care. We do it because we want to make a difference. We do it because we want to pay forward. We want to make sure that rural children aren't disadvantaged, rural women aren't disadvantaged. Anyone that's feeling a bit apprehensive, they might live up the road in Raglan, but I'm not sure about I just want someone to chat to or email.
Yeah.
We want to do this because no one, as I said to the girls, no one on our watch is going to be missed out. And we do the yards. And it's not just an old historic organisation. It's something that's connecting at all levels. We have dinner groups. So for people that don't want to, can't do, oh, God, a meeting. Mm. Oh, God, I don't want to face people or Zoom or I work during the day. We have little social informal dinner groups.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the most hilarious things out. We pick a local local restaurant. So at Raglan, we'd pick a place at Raglan.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd all go. We all pay for ourselves. But you come out of there, your belly's sore from laughing.
Fun.
So we want people. We love to have interests. We love to have enthusiasm. We love to be part of your community. It's worthwhile talking. It's worthwhile just thinking, yeah, nah, what about those real women? Yeah, let's have a look. Mm. Get on the internet or do something. Ask somebody. Because you'd be really surprised. And everyone can bring something to us. Everyone. Because we treat everyone as individuals. And everyone, I always say, everyone has a story. Everyone has a story to tell. And it's amazing, those stories. When you sit down, and God, I've drank a lot of cup of teas up some weird roads.
Yeah.
But everyone has a story to tell. And it's all about community. And this year, starting at the 1st of July, Rural Women New Zealand theme for nationally is your community. Is understanding, learning more, and becoming more involved in your community. And that's not Te Ākau, just not Wainaro, just not Raglan. It's the whole bigger or smaller picture that we all have our own idea what community is. Mm-hmm. So that's what... That's me. That's Rural Women.
Marvellous.
And on my other side gig, I farm black sheep.
Black sheep. Okay.
I
can actually breed just black sheep.
I breed black sheep.
Okay.
I thought one day, yes, I like to question the norm, because everyone says a black sheep, oh, bloody scourge of the farmers, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't
the old saying, the black sheep. Yep, yep.
And so I just thought, well, what do you do if you breed a black to black? And you know, because everyone said black's a genetic fault of white.
Yeah.
And I thought, let's just see. And I was like the 2-year-old kid to our stock agent. I need a black ram now. You know, the why. Mm-hmm. And I got a black ram, and I went up the road to this farmer who'd been there forever, and he told me these were 3 wethers.
Yeah.
But they didn't look like wethers because they sat down to pee.
Huh.
So, up there on my quad bike and my dog trailer, putting them in, driving home, hoping they're out like hell, they're not going to bloody jump over.
Yeah.
And I've now got a fledgling black sheep business where I'm selling pure black wool, pure black Romney wool into the high-end fashion market.
There you go.
Which is, so, you know, I'm proud of... This is where I'm proud of my black sheep. I just love them, you know, because everyone, oh, you're the black sheep of your family. Uncle so-and-so is the black sheep. You're the black sheep of the community. But this is where black sheep do have a value.
Well, there you go. That's a nice little sort of parable for everyone that's got a value in the community, like I was just talking about.
Mm.
There we are.
So, yes. Please, I just urge anyone that just thinks, that girl doesn't talk. She's talked something that I... I do want to know more about. Let's just give her a ring. Let's just talk, find someone, ask a question about rural women. We can be found everywhere.
So you got your, it's a very nice web page too, I must say. Mm. So look on there, or I guess, yeah, that'd be Facebook, the easiest way. Facebook.
Rural Women Waikato have a Rural Women New Zealand Waikato have a Facebook page.
Very nice.
We actually are also very blessed too, because the former president, Fiona Gower, former National President Fiona Gower.
That rings a bell.
Who was meant to be here.
Yes, yeah, that's
right.
She's
somewhere else.
Yeah,
missing in action, Fiona.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
We'll get her one day. We'll get her on the show one day.
She's just been awarded the Order of New Zealand. And she's,
congratulations to her.
She's the most stunning, inspiring person. And to have these sort of the mana of these sort of people in our area. And the other one I'm going to give a big plug to is Claire Williamson. She's on the national board, but she's a younger, and we're getting that social media influencer set by gaining people like this, so we could we do all ends of the scale.
Very good, very good.
Well, we better wrap it up.
Yeah, well, we've kind of run over time, but that's all right. Thank you very much for coming on, Robin. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And yeah, anyone wants to get a hold of Rural Women New Zealand, is that what it's called, Rural Women New Zealand website?
Yeah, Rural Women New Zealand.
Or the Facebook, Rural Women Facebook, or
there's the
soon to be, what have we got here? There we go. www.ruralwomannz.nz. Inquiries at ruralwomannz.nz. Twitter at ruralwomannz. Instagram at ruralwoman _nz. Facebook.com/ruralwomannz. Plenty, plenty there. Oh, I had a number. Is that a phone number? 04473? What's that one?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the main office, is it?
Yeah, that's the main office.
Main office, here we are. 04473 5524. So that's Wellington number, it must be. 04473 5524. So plenty of ways to get a hold of Rural Woman there.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming on. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right. I just better, sign off, probably. All right, thanks for listening, folks, and we'll be back in next week. Go keep it.